Hello, my name's Heather Parry, and this is an extract from my story, The Skin They're In. Finn was only 4 when his sister grew new ears. It was a blue sky seaside afternoon. She crouched by a rock pool looking for starfish, and he saw them, 2 coarse little nubs of dark brown that protruded from the top of her head. Jenny, 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 you've got horns! He reached out to touch one. Don't poke me, Phineas, she scolded, using her mother's full name technique for maximum effect. You've got horns, Jenny! She wafted him away. Their mother called and they ran to their scuffed Volkswagen. Mummy, Mummy, Jenny's got horns! She's not got horns, she's got head lice, said their father, dusting sand off the boy's corduroy trousers and lifting him into the car. But their mother had seen them and grasped the girl's head and sifted through the strands of hair, trying to see, desperately, where they started, where they'd grown from, and how they might be removed. They massaged her head and bought hats by the handful. They kept her at home after the Easter break. They tried to hold the ears back with headbands and hair clips, but still the new protrusions grew bigger. They grew greyer. They grew proud. Her human ears shriveled and shrank away to nothing. On the last evening of the holidays, Jenny took her father's straight razor and shaved the sides of her head, leaving the hair on top to cascade down from her new ears and show them off in all their glory. In the morning, her mother rang the school and said that the girl would not be back. That summer, Jenny's face became longer. Her eyes migrated. Her teeth stuck out, and she grew fur on every available inch of skin. On the morning she dropped to all fours to walk on her new hooves, no amount of beatings would make her stand back up. When they finally dragged her out of the house, 5 large men pulling on her bridle, she screeched and brayed and hee-hawed as she went. Soon enough, new photos filled the living room frames. The second bedroom was plucked apart piece by piece and put together again as an office for no one. Finn received hundreds of hand-me-downs, and there was no more talk of Jenny. Finn was 11 when he began to shed his skin. With familiar rocks beneath his feet, he searched for absent starfish in algae-covered puddles, and as he reached for a baby crab, he saw it. Half his arm, raw as meat, a translucent crust falling sideways. A few days later, he coughed a ball of sodden matter onto his dinner, and when they unfolded it with tweezers, they found it was the shape of his tongue. That night, he scratched at his hairline and his face came away in his hands, a ghostly facsimile of his features fluttering to the floor. Oh God, said the mother. Get him out, said the father. Finn was silent as they raged against each other, one pleading, the other panicking. The father said he couldn't go through it all again, couldn't watch another child turn into a feral creature. The mother said it was a phase, a turn of the tides, something seasonal perhaps, like heat rash or hay fever. And so, instead of turning the boy out of their lives, they agreed to send him out to a sheltered cove on the beach with a blanket and a bag of sandwiches to see what panned out. He didn't argue. For 40 days, he caught fish and dug holes and watched as flakes of dead flesh fell to the floor. And then, finally, it stopped.